The push to legalize recreational marijuana lost some steam in New York State when it wasn't included in the state budget that passed earlier this year. But as Ellen Abbott reports, the issue is not dead yet.
The latest proposal in Albany solves some of the issues that doomed legalization during budget talks, according to longtime advocate State Senator Liz Krueger.
We've attempted to take all of the negotiated agreements that took place during budget negotiations and expand our bill.
That means a proposal to create a government agency that would regulate marijuana and other cannabis-related products and clarify where revenues would go. Gary Colmey of Rome, New York, is for legalization. His group, Legalize at CNY, promotes what it calls legalization of cannabis for thoughtful adults in New York State.
Well, actually, I'm pretty optimistic.
He says Albany can't get away with doing nothing.
This is our chance. This is our opportunity to fulfill the things we were promised at election time.
Colmey believes timing is everything. He says New Yorkers are already driving to Massachusetts where they can buy marijuana legally, and New Jersey has not been able to move ahead on the issue, which opens the door for New York to establish the first markets in the region. So sticking with the status quo won't work.
It's not only a campaign promise, it was a promise of freedom, it was a promise of industry, a promise of patients getting better served. All three of these things, particularly the patients and the freedom issues, are not sustainable the way they are.
Advocates also say legalization can help poor and minority communities that have been disproportionately affected by the illegal marijuana trade. That's why Assembly sponsor Crystal Peoples Stokes believes it's important this latest proposal keeps that in mind when spreading out tax revenue any legal marijuana business makes.
A certain percentage of it will go towards communities that have been negatively impacted by the mass incarceration.
At the same time supporters are working on this proposal, opposition to legalization still runs strong. Many in law enforcement, parents groups, and health organizations don't want New York State to join others that have legalized recreational marijuana for adults. SAM, or Smart Approaches to Marijuana, is a national group lobbying New York lawmakers. Spokesman Will Jones says their biggest concern is the commercialization of marijuana sales that would target low-income communities.
When we say we're going to regulate marijuana like alcohol, unfortunately, we're seeing the same patterns that big tobacco's done and alcohol has done in disproportionately targeting disadvantaged communities. We're seeing those same patterns emerge with the marijuana industry.
SAM is opposed to legalization but does support decriminalization of marijuana. The issues could stay alive in Albany's legislative chambers until the current session ends in late June. For Take Care, I'm Ellen Abbott.